Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for February 27th, 2019. In today's news, Mitsubishi Electric will open an installation training center in Japan. Bob Jackson expands his role to Vice President of Sales for Vantage Group. The Elevator Safety Act is getting another look in New York. And home builders in Calgary are seeing growth in popularity for home elevators.
Mitsubishi Electric will open its 2,182 square meter, six-story installation training center, Takumi, on April 1st at its Inazawa Works mother factory in Japan. With 10 shafts, 8 elevators, and hazard simulators for hands-on training, Takumi is named for the Japanese word for great master. The steel structure represents an investment of more than $9 million as the company seeks to strengthen its new installation technician workforce to 1,000 in Japan and its installation supervisor workforce outside Japan to 350 by the fiscal year ending in March 2020. The facility boasts eco-friendly features such as 20 kilowatt solar power generation on the roof and LED lamps for all lighting.
Bob Jackson's responsibilities as Vice President of Kurion have expanded to include Vice President of Sales for Vantage Group. Jackson will play a pivotal role in sales development, focusing on improvements to the group's sales structure to better serve customers. A former board member of the National Association of Elevator Contractors, Jackson acquired Kurion in 1997 with his business partner, Mike Garner, until Kurion became the first Vantage Group acquisition in December 2017. Jackson and his wife, Diana, are involved with several charities and nonprofit organizations in Chicago and St. Louis.
A recent incident in which a young girl in Utica, New York, suffered serious injuries in an elevator shaft fall has sparked renewed interest in the proposed Elevator Safety Act, which would require those working in the industry in New York to undergo comprehensive training, WKTV Channel 2 News reports. An investigation revealed the elevator was serviced the same day the incident occurred, but the source noted that, quote, it could have been anybody, end quote, doing the work, since New York is one of a few states that does not require a minimum level of training for elevator mechanics and constructors. The bill has backers in both the House and Senate, and a local spokesperson for the International Union of Elevator Constructors said the union is, quote, looking forward to working with the state legislature to pass this important piece of legislation that will ensure more of New York's elevators are safe and reliable, end quote.
Home builders in Calgary, Canada, are seeing an increase in request for elevators, or at least the option for them, in new homes, the Calgary Herald reports. Convenience, accessibility, enhanced resale value, and future-proofing for age-related mobility issues are the reasons home elevators are gaining popularity, according to Rockwood Custom Homes Senior Project Manager Dave Furs. Customers either opt for discreet, hidden elevators or ones that are more dramatic, such as a glass elevator with a staircase wrapping around it. A model home being built by Calbridge Homes in an upscale subdivision in Calgary, set to open in the fall, is being outfitted with a discreet home elevator. Home builders report that even people in their 30s are opting for home elevators, which start at approximately $27,000 Canadian dollars, that's $20,475 U.S. dollars, for convenience. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.